Hello, Podlers. As always, it is a charm having you on board. Coming up on the podcast, find out what Anna Geary's talking about here.
Me and my grandma spent a fortune on those phone lines voting.
Oh, wow. Oh, you were part of that rigged voting scandal, weren't you?
It'll blow your minds. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is hurtling towards 10 minutes past 7 on your Friday morning. Now, every now and again, I share with you all one of the weird things that the hype beast Womble producer Marcus said. I once did an entire hour on watching the man consume a banana and just how unsettling it is. He's just said that as a kid, he got absolutely no thrill out of being taken to the carpet shops. Surely going to the carpet shop as a child is the most thrilling thing you can do apart from going to, like, a fun fair.
Yeah. The catalogue of different carpets. It's like a fluffy version of the HMV posters.
Flicking through the samples.
It's like a magic eye. Pushing your little sister into a reel of unused rug is one of the great pleasures.
Actually, my kids loved it last time we went. They treat it like a soft play, jumping around on the piles of carpeting. Yeah, that's great.
What were you doing instead, Hype? I was in a record shop just looking through some white label stuff. Anna, did you used to like going to the carpet shop when you were a kid?
I think I'm with Mark on this one.
What?
I know, I'm sorry. I tell you what I did enjoy as a kid, a car wash.
Going through a car wash.
You used to walk through them every Saturday.
I'm ready to face the day.
Mummy, I'm so shiny now. Matt Dyson, sorry, I had to bring that to people's attentions. It's time for the social ammunition. We've got news of something Brentish happening at QPR.
Yes.
And what else have we got?
We've got Dre and Snoop on the bagpipes, which you want to hear that first.
Yes, I
do. Should we hear that first? It's more Kaylee than Callie. This happened when Snoop Dogg arrived at Glasgow Airport. He's playing the Hydro this week, and a bagpiper in high viz was on the tarmac to welcome him, and he played for Ara Scotland, and then he went into this.
Wow.
It's still Dre, of course. That piano one. In case you can't tell.
Where'd you get the sheet music for this one?
And then Snoop started dancing in the rain. It was a lovely scene. So there you go.
Scenes at Glasgow Airport.
Amazing,
absolute
amazing.
Scenes.
And yeah, this David Brent style team building exercise happened at QPR.
Right, you've shown this to me now, and it's incredible.
So remember when Mikel Arteta held that light bulb in an Arsenal team talk on the All or Nothing documentary, and he held it to his face and got excited, and it was very David Brent. Well, now the former Wigan manager Gareth Ainsworth, who's in charge at QPR, who aren't doing that well, he's trying to turn things around. And one idea he had was to get someone in to do a team building exercise. So having a really dull meeting, talking tactics in front of a big screen. All the players there, and they're all just sitting there expected to be told all about tactics. And the manager says, oh, wait a minute, I've got a little surprise for you. And he goes to his mate, just open the door, and this is how it goes.
So, Scott's calling to come and see you.
Someone to come and see you. That's right. It's a Maori warrior in full traditional dress blowing on a conch. He proceeds to do the haka right in their faces, right in their bemused faces. These championship professional footballers, all very young, going, what the hell is going on? It's a team-building exercise, guys. Get on board with the team-building exercise. I'll share the video if you've not seen it yet. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is your Friday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Coming up in about 15 minutes' time, we have another round of five words, five grand. Will today be the day a listener wins the cash? But right now, well, for the final time, it is the Slow Mo Solo. I've taken a song that we love and adore here across the Absolute Radio Network, and I've slowed down a guitar solo, and you have to figure out which song, band or artist it is. If you can do that, you can have yourself a shout out. So I need you to text your names along with your answers, and also I'd like to know where you are and what you're up to today, maybe as we head into the weekend. Are exciting times ahead in your life? Now, the reason we've been doing this all week is we're still encouraging you to vote for your greatest guitar anthem of all time. Have your say at absoluteradio.co.uk. Voting closes Monday at 5 p.m. And for giving us your opinion, you'll get a very special code. And trust me, it's a really special code, which you can use to get a free 3-month trial of Absolute Radio Premium. So as it's the final one, this is so hard. Oh. Glenn, I'm going to be looking at you.
Oh, okay. All right.
You're my canary down the slow-mo okay. mine, right? I'm going to stare at you.
What, so if I die during this?
No one's getting it. It's what over. He would have wanted.
Glenn keels over in his cage.
You know it was a really tricky solo.
No, because what I love about you is your face paints a picture, because you kind of go like, you do that. And
yeah.
But sometimes you go,
like a character in a silent film.
Exactly. Oh. So I'm going to press play on it.
Okay.
Turn up your devices. Here we go.
Light up, light up, as if you.
Oh, look, there we go. There's my favourite silent
movie
really
stuff. Close. Yeah.
Rewind. In fairness to this band, they have such a distinctive style, you can kind of hear it bleeding through. Your names, your answers, where you are, what you're up to. Send the whole thing along to 8-12-15. I will reveal the answer and you will get your shout out. Maybe. Next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wickes.
Upgrade your garden for less with the latest spring savers, like a 1.2-metre decorative garden sleeper. Was £12, now £10. Ends 29th of March.
Be house proud with Wickes.
Good morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And just moments ago, I played you the toughest slow-mo solo in this feature's history. Don't give anything away just yet, Glenn, but did you manage to work it out in the end?
Only in the ad break. I had to, sing the rest of a song in my head.
And you
finally
got it.
Yeah, I think so.
We have, because it was so tough, a very specific set of incorrect answers, known collectively as the It's Not Yellow by Coldplay answers. there were lots of you. Brendan in Chigwell wishing everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day. Thank you, Brendan. Tamsin from Torquay, who's glad it's Friday. Jerry the Sailor. Kenny and Lee travelling from Newcastle to Barnsley to try blowing on a brass horn for the first time at a music centre. Well, enjoy. But no, it wasn't Yellow by Coldplay. It was, in fact, Green Day, American Idiot. But then again, and it's not the first time I've said this, effectively Coldplay are just a slowed down Green Day, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
That's all they are, really.
Slowed down Green Day.
Congratulations to Tom driving to work in Newcastle, Harriet in Loughton changing a nightmare nappy, Pete fixing boilers in Chigwell, and Jamie tucking into a jam sandwich in the van in Banbury. Well done. It was Green Day and American Idiot. And of course, the slow-mo solo is happening because we're asking you to vote for what, in your opinion, is the greatest guitar anthem of all time. Continue to do so until Monday at 5 p.m. on our website, which is absoluteradio.co.uk. Thanking you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
It is 7:35 on your Friday morning, and it is time for radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. Yes, it is time for 5 words, 5 grand. So therefore, if it's safe to do so, I'd really appreciate if you'd film yourself playing along wherever you are, whether it be this bit or whether it be the next bit along, when we see how many answers have been matched between a team member and our dear competitor. Once you've filmed yourself, or you can send the whole thing along to dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. And playing this morning is Martin. Good morning, Martin.
Morning. Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello. Martin, welcome to the show. Martin loves a bit of Absolute Radio country, is in Stoke-on-Trent and is an MOT tester. So, Martin, let me ask you this. Back in 2019, I spent some time in a lay-by. And I was there because Matt Dyson was driving us to Nottingham Forest versus Charlton Athletic, and his Volvo broke down. Let me ask you this. The reason that he gave me for it breaking down was that the turbo booster was broken. Does a Volvo have a turbo booster, Martin? Yes or no?
It would do, yeah.
Yes, thank you, Martin. We can put that to bed now, can we?
Shall we see if you've got Matt on the random player generator, shall we, Martin? Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Yeah,
you're
okay, of course, yeah.
Alan Geary. Glenn Moore.
Oh, I'm shocked!
Come on, Martin.
Oh, the Turbo Boost brothers are going to play 5 Words, 5 Grand.
Yeah.
time to leave the studio, please, Matt.
Good luck, Matt. I just finished my coffee. There we go.
He's not even joking.
Oh my God.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah. It'll be cold by the time we come back, won't it?
Okay, I think we've built the suspense and tension enough there. Okay, Martin, I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind. We'll then give Matt Dyson the same 5 words. If all 5 are the same, then you're going to win £5,000, which will be just fantastic. Here we go.
I'm here.
The first word this morning is cat.
Dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
Show. S-H-O-W, show.
Time.
Yeah.
Miss. M-I-S-S. Miss.
Hip.
Yeah. School.
What was that?
School, yeah. S-C-H-O-O-L. School.
Teacher.
School teacher. And finally, Martin, the word is exercise.
Bye.
That's a really good set.
Yeah, very good.
Wow. I think today could be the day.
Yeah.
Let's hope it's Paddy's Day, isn't it? Luck of the Irish.
Yeah, luck of the Irish on St Patrick's Day for you. You know, hopefully your beloved Turbo Boost brother can help you out and say the same 5 words. We'll find out next.
Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Shop the latest spring savers in store and online until the 29th of March, including the Ketta Store It Out Max. Was £167, now £125.
Be house proud with Wix.
5 words. 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
So Matt Dyson is now back in the studio. Martin has been waiting on line one. We were chatting. If Martin was to win the money on 5 words, 5 grand, he would buy an eternity ring for his partner, Nicola.
Oh, cute.
Nice.
That is
or
nice,
a new turbo
isn't it?
Boost for his car.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not his car that's the issue. Yeah, he's passed his MOT true. And yeah. Not driven down the M25. You have. okay, gentlemen, all jokes aside, good luck. It is time to play for the cash. Matt Dyson, what's the first word that comes to mind when I say cat?
Dog.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
S-H-O-W, show.
Show time.
Yes!
Yes!
M-I-double-S, miss.
Oh, hit.
Yes!
Come on, the opposite.
I think next one's the hardest.
Yes.
Congeniality I had.
Really? Yeah.
Three
Come
down,
on,
two words to go. School.
Run.
No.
Oh. Teacher, school teacher.
School teacher. It's very
I
good.
Mean, obviously, school run is perfectly acceptable. Yeah. It's just a shame it's not the
no.
same as Martin's.
I Let's thought we do... were aligned. It really felt like we were in the zone, yeah. Martin, didn't it?
Let's do the final word to see if we've got a 4 out of 5, because it's been a wee while since we had such a successful run. What have you got for exercise?
Exercise, bike.
Correct.
Really? Oh,
correct.
Wait. School teacher. Oh, so
But you enjoy your school run, Matt, yeah?
With your broken turbo boost. Martin, it has been lovely having you on the show. Thank you for playing along. Thank you for tuning in on Absolute Radio Country. And I'm sure we'll speak to you again real soon. And send our love to Nicola as well.
Thanks, guys. Great show.
Cheers, Martin. Really appreciate that. Thank you. This, of course, means we will be playing again on Monday morning. If you'd like to have a go, call us right now on 0330 123 1215. If you'd like to play for fun across your weekend and you have an Amazon smart speaker, you can ask it to open 5 words game.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is your Friday morning. The time is 8:15. I'm so excited about this. What a lovely idea. Next week, the Royal Albert Hall will play host to a whole series of brilliant gigs and an evening of incredible comedy, all in aid of the Teenage Cancer Trust. And I spoke to our friends at the Royal Albert Hall, and I have secured for you, my beloved Breakfast Show audience, a box. Now, this will fit you and seven of your friends in. Matt, we have had the privilege of being in this exact box. We went there for Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds a few years back. And you're going to absolutely love it. And let's face facts, you deserve it. And joining us right now on line one is Vicky. Good morning, Vicky.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team. How are we?
Very good, thanks. And how are you today?
Very jazzy, it's Friday.
Very jazzy, it's Friday. I both love and hate that sentence in the same breath. It's incredible. It's a good consideration for the podcast as well.
I like
very
it.
Jazzy, yes, it's indeed. Friday. Nice. Online too, we have Liam. Liam, you feeling very jazzy?
Oh, I'm super jazzy.
He's raised the stakes. He's super jazzy. Vicky, Liam, Vicky.
Morning.
Okay, Vicky, we're going to be starting with you. I'm going to give you a series of questions. There's an A or B answer, but listen, the point of this is to get your heckles out. You can't be heckling a comedian, particularly not if you're in the box at the Royal Albert Hall, okay? So just shout your answer as loud as you possibly can. Are you ready to play?
Let's have it.
That's the spirit. I love you so much, Vicky, already. I love it. Here we go. Which of these is a unit of measurement for electrical power? Is it a watt or B, gram?
A what?
Nicely done.
Very good. A watt is correct. Question two. What is the name of the 1995 Bjork hit single, Keep It Down In There, or It's Oh So Quiet?
Oh, so quiet.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
You're not
man.
In panto, Louder. Vicky. Yeah, let's have it one more time.
Yeah, come on, scream it.
Oh, so quiet.
There you go, Vicky. Nicely done. And finally, for 3 out of 3, what does the big bad wolf say to the three little pigs before destroying their homes? I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down, or I'll cough and I'll splutter and I'll knock off your gutter.
I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your ass down.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Michael Caine.
I got heckled with that a couple of weeks ago. It's honestly a nightmare to deal with.
At the Soho Theatre as well. Well done, Vicky. Nicely handled. You got 3 out of 3, which means, Liam, you need to do exactly the same to take it to the tiebreak. Are you ready to heckle loud and proud?
Let's go. Let's heckle.
OK. What is the name of Wham's 1984 hit single? Is it Get Out of Bed, You Lazy So-and-So, or Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go?
Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Oh! Yes. Slightly radio DJ of the 90s there as well. Very nice. OK. What would a dentist commonly say before checking your teeth? Is it say ah or say yay?
Oh!
You okay, Liam? Yeah. And finally, to take it to the tie break. However, if you get this wrong, then Vicky, you have won your place in the box. What is the name of Adele's 2015 hit that spent 3 weeks at number one? Is it Hello or Oi, Can You Hear Me?
Hello!
Excellent work, which means, Vicky, Liam, we are through to the tie break. We asked you to write this down moments ago. Hope you remember what you said. I need to know What is the capacity of the Royal Albert Hall? Vicky, yell what you told us earlier.
10,000.
Liam, over to you.
3,500.
The answer is 5,272. Liam, you've won your way into the box at the Royal Albert Hall. Congratulations. Well done. Vicky, it was a charm having you on the show. Have a super jazzy weekend. Liam, enjoy it. Who are you going to take with you?
I'm going to take my wife, going to take my my mum, my dad, my mother and father-in-law, and then see if I can squeeze in my nan as well.
Oh, that's lovely. Liam, enjoy, and thank you for tuning into the show. And you can get your hands on some tickets to the amazing Teenage Cancer Trust gigs right now. You can get them from the Absolute Radio ticket store, which is absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get your garden looking great. From decking and fencing to lawn care and watering cans, find everything you need in store and online.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's your Friday morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. The other thing that matters is that every single Friday, we get to give Geary a go. Where over all of the things we discuss on The Breakfast Show all week long, on a Friday when Anna is in for Emma, we get to revisit one of those so that you get to have an opportunity and share with the group as well. Of course, you were in yesterday.
Yep.
Very confusing. I finished the show, went to my holiday home in Cornwall.
I think it was Thursday. I thought it was Friday yesterday as well.
Had to come back. Unbelievable. So normally we like you to hand in the cool badge or do a Nana move because they're always great. But at the last minute, we threw out doing the cool badge this week because Pep Guardiola, the Manchester City manager, said something rather strange when he divulged who one of his idols in real life is. This is what he said.
I have three idols in my life. Michael Jordan.
Got it.
Tiger Woods.
Makes sense.
And Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts, what?
These are my three idols.
So we did three idols. The last one has to be a curveball. People were saying things like Alan Shearer, Shane Warne, and then Barney Rubble. Mm-hmm. We had Freddie Mercury, Robert Plant, and Hulk Hogan. Bono, Noel Gallagher, and Chico. Thierry Henry, Noel Gallagher, and Tamwar Masood. We had the Dalai Lama, Laurel and Hardy, and the lady from the Shake and Vac advert. There were so many. So on Give Geary a Go this week, I would like you to tell us all three idols from your life. The last one has to be a curveball. Take it away.
Okay, so Dolly Parton.
Fair. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Amazing woman. Jodie Comer.
Yeah.
Another.
Fair, fair.
Amazing woman. Mm-hmm. Gareth Gates.
Oh, whoa, yeah. Right. Dolly Parton, what a curveball. Absolutely wild, that one.
Okay, wow. Okay. So, why?
Well, I just love that man, honestly. Okay. I have just crushed on him forever.
Wow. Since what was it called?
Oh, yeah, Pop Idol.
That was it.
2002. Oh,
yeah.
Me and my grandma spent a fortune on those phone lines voting.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you were part of that rigged voting scandal, weren't you?
We tracked it down to somewhere in the north. There's a very specific house. What was it? The first time you saw him, or was it the first time you heard him? What was the connection to Gareth?
It's just his voice is just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It was the first time I heard him sing. But then I managed to meet him under the guise of, you know, being a journalist. Sometimes we can swing these meetings.
Right.
With these
what was he up to? Was he just at home?
Yeah. He was doing Magic of the Musicals at a theatre that was absolutely nowhere near where I lived, but I was determined to go.
Were you pitching this into ITV News? No, I'm gonna have to go there. Yeah, no, it's big news. Big news.
That is like what happened, honestly. And I went and I hung around after the show like all the best fangirls do, and
Was your was the camera operator you with like confused? Were they going like, Anna, can I go please? Is it all right? Do I have to stand here with you?
Do you know what? No one would come with me. I just recorded it all myself. Because it was far away.
You know you're not a journalist when you do that, right? Or that you are a fan. If you go and meet someone far away that you admire as a singer and film them on your phone, you are a fan.
I feel sorry for Gareth Gates. He probably went home that evening so excited to watch the news at 10 being like, apparently I'm the lead story.
nothing. He's on the cutting
room
floor.
OK, so Dolly, Jodie and Gareth Gates.
Yeah. That's a curveball.
And that's why we love to give Geary a go. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show
with Wix. Shop their latest spring savers in-store and online until the 29th of March, including a 25-litre bag of topsoil for £3, was £4.50.
Be house proud with Wix.
It is 8.51 on your Friday morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. Now, around 7:10 this morning, Matt Dyson brought us a musical instrument special of The Social Ammunition. It had Snoop Dogg's bagpipes and QPR's inspirational conch shell.
Yeah.
Of course, I had it all, basically.
Yeah, it's a musical special, yeah.
So we're smashing together musical instruments and movies on your Friday. A little bit of pun fun before you head into the weekend. The number is 81215. You need to give me your name as well so I can give you the recognition you deserve. So any musical instrument and any film.
Yeah.
To get the ball rolling, I've got Piano Country for Old Men.
Oh, always in there.
Always.
Lovely.
And I've got My Snare Lady.
Oh, very good.
Thank you.
Very nice.
What you got, Matt Dyson?
The Trombone Collector.
Yes.
Stop or My Mum Will Flute.
Hey! Love that. Anna Geary.
Drum and Drummer.
Oh, brilliant. Very good.
And brilliant. Cello Dolly.
Very nice work, Anna. Glenn Moore.
Cool Hand Lute. Anything starring Tuba Gooding Jr. and A History of Violins.
So there we go. It is musical instruments versus film. The number once again, 8:12:15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is your Friday morning. You are listening to this, the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where about 10 minutes ago, you were charged with the task of coming up with some wordplay goodness surrounding any musical instrument and any movie. The number was 8:12:15. And here are the results. King Gitartha from Jane in Leeds.
Nice.
Xylophone Booth from Hazel in Guildford. Gone with the Woodwind from Helen in Cardiff.
Oh, yeah.
Harry Potter and the Recorder of the Phoenix from Sy in York. Cool Drummings is nice work from Rachel in Exeter. Nice. King Gong, that's from Mark in Ware. Anything starring Organ Freeman from Pete in Glasgow.
Brilliant.
The Social Clarinet work from Stu in Newcastle.
Very good.
Guitarzan is brilliant from Jay, working away in Scotland. Banjo Unchained, a movie by Quentin Tamburino, says Joe. It's a double whammy.
Double whammy.
And the Bassoonies from Keith in Birmingham.
Wow.
Matt Dyson.
On Twitter, Tish suggests something directed by Steven Glocken Spielberg.
Nice.
Hard to deliver that one.
Oh, yeah.
Steel Pan's Labyrinth, says Darren Izzard. Maracasa Blanca, says Twee. I mean, these are quite hard, these. And 10 Things I Hate About Euphoniums. That's from Will.
Excellent work, everybody. That there was instruments versus movies on the smash. And because you're so good at it, I am certain it will return to the Breakfast Show real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it. In the blink of an eye, another edition, in fact, a week's worth of The Breakfast Show is done. And of course, wrapped up in a neat little bundle in podcast form for you to enjoy again and again. It is called the Dave Berry Breakfast Show Daily Podcast. It's available from wherever you get your pods. Thank you to those of you who already subscribe. If you've got the time, the inclination, why not recommend it to a friend or a loved one? So, Matt Dyson, the podcast naming bell rung several times this morning. Mm-hmm. What's it going to be named? Is it Wrap Yourself Up in Knauf and Roll Around?
That was your idea for fun with loft insulation. Do not try that at home, everyone.
That's what I'll be doing this weekend. Mummy, I'm so shiny now.
What was that?
I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah, I like it, though.
I do remember the canary down the slow-mo mine.
Yes, because that was Glenn, yeah.
The Turbo Boost Brothers.
Ah, yes, that's me and a caller talking about the problems with my Volvo.
Very jazzy. It's Friday.
Another caller who was incredibly jazzy.
That was Vicky, wasn't it? Yeah. Coldplay are just a slowed down Green Day.
That's what we found out today.
Music opinion.
From the slow-mo solo, actually. Yeah, very interesting.
And me and my grandma spent a fortune on those phone lines.
It's a tough one. I do like the Turbo Boost Brothers. And I like but I also like wrapping yourself up in Knauf. So I'm not sure.
Come on, call it, man. Come on.
Okay, Turbo Boost Brothers has got a nice ring to it.
Wrong choice. But the Turbo Boost Brothers is the name of the final podcast of the week. Coming up next, we'll bring you all the details you need to be made a winner. And today, it's £80,000. We'll be back with you on Monday morning at 6 a.m. Until then, enjoy your weekend. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.